Also, I'm appointing Major Zimmer as acting commander of the 3rd Cavalry due to the loss of Colonel Wellesley. If there are no questions, you're dismissed."
He gave no opportunity for questions, but no one seemed to mind as the officers' corps dispersed. Wilder's face showed no emotion in regard to anything we just heard. "I guess you were expecting Zimmer to be made acting commander." He nodded grimly.
"Won't make much difference, since he's been my immediate superior anyway. Except there's no one to keep him in check now, except the general."
"Captain Wilder!"
We stopped as George Zimmer approached.
"Sir, I want you to head up this scouting detail. Select about 25 men to go with you. Report to me when you're ready to leave."
"Yes, sir."
Zimmer returned Wilder's salute and walked away. "What do you reckon his motive was for that?" I asked.
"You got me."
"At least he's letting you pick your own men."
"Yeah. He might be testing me, or trying to get me out of camp for a while."
"In spite of not liking you, he may just respect your ability."
"Possible, but I doubt it. There are plenty of good officers in this command, and it's normal for a lieutenant to handle an assignment like this."
He shrugged.
"But then, maybe I'm reading too much into it.